Okay.
This is 947 Express Drive.
Here's another one of Wackhead Simpson's world famous phone pranks. Without insurance, you always get something out. To see what you can get out, SMS out to 44495.
Here we go again.
If you need a jump start or a tire change, the all-new Outsurance app will ensure that you're never alone. Even on the most deserted road, get free help at out, emergency roadside assistance, even if you're not a client. Also check out other app features like Smart Drive, where you can get a premium discount of up to 25% just for driving well. For the latest in insurance innovation and so much more, get the Outsurance app. Outsurance is an authorized FSP. T's, C's and limits apply. My friend John Edward, welcome back to the country.
Finally, thank you. Last time I saw you was in New York.
That's right, you took me out for dinner.
We had a good night, it was fun.
Yeah, I still have fond memories of that dinner. The greatest Italian food I've ever had in my life. I'm taking you to the greatest Portuguese restaurant in South Africa.
Very cool, excited, thank you.
Parrinha. Now, your wife is Portuguese.
She is.
Yes,
she is.
And she actually has roots back in South Africa, which not many people know.
She does. She actually lived here. She lived here for the first 7 years of her life.
Where have you come here from? Because I know you're on a massive world tour.
So I was just in Australia for 2 weeks, and now here.
How did Australia go? I heard 40 interviews in 4 days.
Yes, it was a whirlwind.
Yeah.
So after the media was done, we went to the middle of the country, into the outback, and we went to a place called Ayers Rock, also known as Uluru, which was pretty amazing. It's quite pretty to see the sunrise and sunset.
Well, we've got here in Johannesburg these amazing mine dumps, which we'll take you past. We don't have any big.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Well, listen, you're back in South Africa. How long has it been? It's been three years. And it's going to be at the Teatro Monte Cassino. Saturday night, the show is sold out. It is gone. So there's been a second show added.
Yes.
In the afternoon, 3 o'clock. That is the only show that you can get to now. Tickets available from CompuTicket. So where have you been in the past year?
I've traveled all throughout the United States, all throughout Canada, all throughout the UK and Australia.
Because unlike Justin Bieber, where he can go and play China, Hong Kong, Japan, the non-English speaking countries, it's not really going to happen for you, is it?
It could. I actually can do it. The problem is me. I actually don't like working with translators because it kind of gets in the way of me doing what I do, because I have to give the information and then I have to wait for somebody to translate it. Then I have to wait for the person to actually think about it and then get it and then give it back to the translator to come back to me. And it makes it a much slower process.
I mean, we had a fantastic run of readings with you. The accuracy that you had, it was just absolutely mind-blowing. And there's still people demanding more and more and and more readings.
Well, anytime, you know that.
Well, no, thank you. And we will do more in the future. But just to paint the picture into the layman as how this process works.
It's energy. So the way a radio station broadcasts a signal, somebody on the other side broadcasts a signal and we're able to feel it. And I say we, I don't mean just mediums. I mean us, living people, are able to connect with people who have crossed over. I just have the ability to be able to kind of tap into that frequency like a radio and play it.
What is it that you're seeing? You're seeing symbols or
I am seeing symbols.
Is this somebody actually speaking to you?
It's like kind of like sign language. I explain it as borrowed thoughts, like a download, something that's being downloaded to me. So almost like they have access to like my memories and file cabinets.
Right.
And how do we get him to say this?
Yeah.
So they'll show me something and then I'll interpret it in my frame of reference. One of my all-time favorite experiences, and I literally tell it all around the world, is when I was saying to a woman, I said, somebody's telling me they were killed by hippo. And she said, oh, I don't have anybody that was killed by hippo. I'm like, listen, I travel all around the world doing this and never ever have I ever uttered the words somebody has been killed by hippo. I go, but I'm in Africa. So there's a little bit more of a possibility that this could happen. And she goes, well, I don't know anybody that was killed by hippo, but my daughter's best friend was killed by hippo. So, and in that case, what I saw was an actual cartoon of a hippo lying on top of someone.
Wow.
That was the image. I still remember it.
Day one of you realizing you had this energy. I know your mother
had a lot to do with it as well.
Yeah, my mom, my grandmother, that side of the family, my maternal side of the family, they were all like into the psychic thing, like in a really big way. My dad was not. He was a military, army, New York City police officer.
So he thought this was all bogus hogwash.
Totally bogus. Totally not into it. Matter of fact, wouldn't allow me to be around it when I was growing up. It was like a, it was a rule. Make sure my son is not around that. Fill in the blank. You know, my crazy Italian side of the family, you know, they had the cultural belief system in the Maloikia and the evil eye and like all of the stuff that would be considered woo-woo. They kind of believed in that energy.
Now, my wife has evil eyes everywhere. She's got it on the baby's pram. She's got one inside her bra. I don't know what that's for. But she's got them everywhere. And you know, I believe 100% in your ability and what you do. And I've read all your books. But with the evil eyes, I keep saying...
Well, let's like, think about it this way.
Do we have enough evil eyes?
Let's rephrase it. So when you say evil eye, it almost sounds hokey, right?
Mm.
When you walk into a church, what do they have in churches? They have symbolism. When you walk into a synagogue, they have symbolism.
Right.
If you look at a superhero, if I say to you Batman, what do you think of? Well, you think of the symbol of the bat in the sky that calls upon him. So when we talk about symbolism, it really represents an intention. So for her, by doing that, what she's basically doing is setting an intention saying, I don't want any negative energy to be around this. It's really just symbolic forms of intention. You're setting intention, which is what prayer is. Prayer is setting intention.
You see, she never explained it like that. I just thought this evil eye had this magical powers that she thought it had.
Well, it's the power that you give it. The power of negativity is the power that you give it. Because as a child, we were always told, if you see a stray dog, don't run, because the dog will see the inferior energy and the fear and either one, attack, or two, think you're playing and come after you. So it really is about energy. So you have to actually create the energy that you want to have.
Now, crossing over with John Edward is the show that made you famous in this country, but like famous into orbit, absolute another level. Have you ever thought of bringing that back?
I've moved everything that I do online. So everything I do, I left television about a decade ago. And the reason why I left is I saw psychically where TV was going.
Because I don't think you could follow the Kardashians, to be honest.
No, it's everything was going reality-based.
Yeah.
And reality shows are not real.
Yeah.
Like, reality shows are what they want you to think is real. If it wasn't for, you know, Deb, who's sitting next to me, I would have never been on the Kardashians.
You were on the Kardashians?
I was on a version of the Kardashians, one of the iterations of it. It was Kim and one of her sisters, Kim and Courtney Take Manhattan. And I remember saying to Deb, like, I don't think I'm going to do this. And she was like, you totally should do this.
Yeah.
But I was very apprehensive about even being a guest on a show like that.
Yeah.
It was a lovely experience. They were lovely people. She was very gracious and very, very nice to me. But I don't see myself as being a reality show person. I don't want cameras following me around. I don't want cameras creating what my fake reality life is. I mean, I think that's what social media is for. But I don't want cameras in my life on that level. When Crossing Over was on the air, the level of attack that I came under worldwide, I mean, was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, really, seriously, it was crazy. But you know me, I'm a man on a mission with a path and a passion. So I took all that with stride. But all the stuff that we got accused of, really right now, is all the stuff that's actually taking place.
John, I know the last time I saw you here, you were solving crimes, and it was incredible.
I don't remember
that. No, I mean, you do a million of these a year. So, you were solving a crime. As it played out, there was a mystery. They didn't know what happened to their daughter, I think it was. It made the newspapers and eventually it got...
I made the newspapers?
Yeah. It eventually...
I did?
The crime eventually got solved and you literally solved the crime.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks for the validation. The person that perpetuated that crime, are they behind bars now? I'd be concerned.
All right, well, John, listen, to have a fantastic show. Tickets are available from CompuTicket. It's the 3 o'clock show at the Teatro Monte Cassino. It's going down this Saturday. All right, so there's only a few tickets left. We'll make sure that thing sells out.
Thank you so much.
John Edward, everybody.
That was Darren's world famous phone pranks. If you know someone who is highly prankable, hit 947.co.za and click on the prank submission link.
Without Assurance, you always get something out.